Todd, say hello and welcome. This is Daniel Barker Trombley, and it's Seagatsoon right here for you on the Wind Speaker Radio Network. And I have the honor and absolute privilege of being in studio with the man, the myth, the legend himself. He was a Canada's Got Talent finalist, and he's all the way here from the city of Edmonton. And right now, he's got the Color Bee Comedy Festival happening right here in YEG, going on from the 23rd to the 25th. Ladies and gentlemen, Sterling Scott, welcome to the studio, my friend.
Good morning, beautiful people. It's your boy, Sterling. Scott, thank you so much for having me here.
And honestly, the honor and privilege is all mine. Now, Sterling, I want to ask you, so, you know, with you being a comedian and starting this amazing festival, how did this all come about with you connecting with so many people and getting this off and running right here in the city of Edmonton, your hometown?
The beauty of how I connected with everybody in this festival is through the travels of the road and performing as a comedian. Being able to see so many talented and diverse voices that were not given an opportunity or position to be seen and heard by a wider audience. For example, somebody like Jenna Winterburn, who was on the Color Me Hilarious show last night, rocked that stage. It's comedians like that that we're giving opportunities to that can move a crowd but haven't been given a chance. And by creating this festival, we are not just creating stars, we are creating stars out of the very city of Edmonton.
And with those stars in Edmonton, you're one of them just as the same. And I got to ask, with your time, when you got the notification that you were going to be a part of Canada's Got Talent, what thoughts came to mind for you in those moments?
The thoughts that came to mind for me when I was on Canada's Got Talent was, honestly, just try your best and whatever happens, happens. Because in your career as an entertainer in Canada, we call it being Canadian famous, is that you are on a lot of shows, but nobody's ever seen you. You've done a lot of things, but nobody knows who you are. So with Canada's Got Talent, I just honestly took a blind shot at saying, what would happen when I put my best efforts forward on a grand stage that's going to be judged where it does not benefit comedy? It's not designed for comedians to ever win. And yet, you're still putting yourself out there. And when I did that, I did it just with the blind faith of saying, this is who I am. Tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we spoke, you know, off record, of course, when you performed down at Mackie Mackie here in the city of Edmonton a few days back. And what you told me was unreal to hear from the backstage portion of Canada's Got Talent. Talk about your experience when you're behind the curtain. You're watching people go before you. What happened during that time?
So what a lot of people don't realize is when you're watching a lot of those blooper reels and people getting the X's, that's real. That's people really are trying their best and then getting shut down. And on the show that I had won the Golden Buzzer, there was 7 entertainers before me that all got the X. And the X's are so loud, they reverberate the very ground you walk on. So I'm sitting backstage and there are 8 other entertainers and I'm watching them go like gladiators into the arena. And all I'm hearing is bang. And then you just watch their bodies come back. Bang. And then you're up. And I remember thinking to myself, whatever happens, it's not going to stop the goals that I have with comedy, which is to one day become one of the greatest stand-up comedians, to write history in the books of Canadian comedy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't start comedy to win or be a part of Canada's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. Being part of Canada's Got Talent was a step on the way to becoming one of the greatest of all time.
Watching back some of the clips from YouTube, of course, seeing what, you know, what was said to you during the moments the finale came, and what Howie said to you after even mentioning that you opened for Howie Mandel, a Canadian comedy legend in his own right, said to you on that night, he said that you bring uniqueness, energy, and authenticity to what you do. And you could see the emotion on your face, ideally right on stage. What were you thinking when he was giving you these amazing compliments, saying these things about you? And this is coming from Howie Mandel.
The things that were going through my head at the time when I was receiving those compliments was honestly more like shock and awe of being in that moment. It's almost like when the pretty girl says yes. So, you know, it's like you guys heard words. I heard this magic moment. So, you know, it was really just what any entertainer in Canada would want is to be acknowledged for their hard work. I've been doing comedy for 18 years. I have, you know, been all across this great country. And just to have somebody say, yes, you are, it just gave every, it was the world for me.
And, you know, comedy, especially when it comes to laughter and the indigenous culture, it's medicine to us. And, you know, with your festival, are you hoping that it could inspire more indigenous people to step up on stage, you know, try and write their own couple minutes, and most importantly, to pursue comedy? Because like in other communities, there's not much, you know, indigenous, you know, comics that are out there, especially in the scene of Canada, let alone in Alberta.
And that was the importance of this Color Me Comedy Festival. Exactly what you said. Bringing unique and diverse voices to the front table. Mm-hmm. We definitely were very happy to have seen the presence of, you know, First Nations, Filipino, Japanese, African. You know, there's so many roles being filled in our festival. Mm-hmm. And I definitely hope to achieve and want people to see that your voice is needed. Mm-hmm. That just because you see everybody may look the same or act the same, that's the downfall. Mm-hmm. The truth is that variety is the spice of life. Mm-hmm. And by having a unique and diverse perspective, may it be First Nation, may it be Caribbean, may it be male, may it be female. Mm-hmm. If you're only listening to one story, then you've only heard half. Mm-hmm. So we need you. So if you're listening right now and you've thought about being an aspiring comedian and you would like to hit the stage, hit me up at Sterling's Jokes and I will do my thing to get you on stage in Edmonton on a mic so that you can not only have your voice heard, but take a shot of seeing what it's like to be a stand-up comedian.